The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
And today we have what Caroline is calling the Valentine's Day special. Because Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the Valentine's Day festivities have already started up around here in the in the world. There are roses everywhere. There's like hearts on everything.
Like in our
in like Boston. Just us?
Oh.
No.
I thought you meant like us in general. No, there's really? No. I haven't seen roses.
There are no decorations.
We did have roses in the apartment recently though. Did we throw them out?
No, I moved them to the bathroom.
Well, we both have hearts on our nails.
Yeah, I do have that. If you're watching on video.
I got my nails done and I put a little heart, and then in Catherine
I didn't
the next
know
day
you
was
did
like,
that was the thing.
Yes, you did, because I like literally asked you about it.
I thought it was polka dots.
No, you so clearly knew that it wasn't polka dots because I sent like
I thought it
10
was like
example photos of different hearts and asked which one I
well,
should.
Well, maybe
do.
That's where I got the like, oh, let's put art.
Right.
That's well, actually, I was doing them just like plain white, and then I'd never get my nails done, but they were all kind of like broken, so I was like, oh, I just have to reset myself.
Is this your first time like having like tips, like fake nails, like ever?
Yeah.
You've never done?
No, I normally, my real nails like are normally like.
And Catherine is great,
really good.
Like, strong real nails.
That would be.
And I just don't.
If I had to choose like one physical aspect of myself that was like
better
my
than
favorite
me.
Thing. No. That was like my favorite thing about myself. It would be either my nails or I like my nose sometimes.
Oh.
And those are my two things.
But interesting.
More importantly is like the non-physical aspects.
So true.
So true.
Well,
but
it's
always fun to
have
those things. Oh yeah, Valentine's Day.
It's
the
Valentine's Day special because this is coming out on Monday. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. And Valentine's Day has been completely irrelevant for like our entire lives. And like it's still irrelevant this year. But we're just making it relevant.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, I
think in like silly ways.
It's been a silly one, I'd say. Our friend let's just get into the highs of the week. Because that kind of kicks off our 24-hour. My high of the week lasts 24 hours. And it was Friday to Saturday.
I feel like we just had, like, a really good week. Like, I've had a really fun week in general. It's been, like, an activity-packed week.
It's been an activity-packed week. Having a really social week or era makes it hard to...
Era. We're just going to claim it as an era. We've had, like, a few good days where we're like, this is an era.
This is the new me. This is, like, I'm on the up and up, and I'm like, this is real. This is me. It is.
I agree. As long as... I would like to keep this going.
We have plans out to the next... Like, we have a trip coming up in 2 weeks, so this high of life has to extend for at least the next 2 weeks, if not longer. So, that's what's going on over here. But the 24 hours was... Oh, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
When you have those phases where, like, everything is going so well, you're, like, booked and busy, social life is thriving, like, activities are going strong, it makes it hard to get work done.
Yeah.
Outside of that. So, like, obviously, I still, like, attend my job. But doing podcast stuff or cleaning the house. I've actually been so on my shit about cleaning because I took an extra...
You always are.
I know, but like, I love it. Like, I sound like a broken
record. I would say I've been a lot better. In the past month, I truly have. Like, I have upped my game, and I'm really happy.
Mom and I were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I know you were, because there was one day where you were at work in the office, and I was work from home, and I... was doing all my laundry, cleaning my room, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna, like, do the whole kitchen, I'm gonna vacuum, I'm gonna, like, Swiffer, I'm gonna do the shower, like, I just kind of did everything.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, for sure, but, like, it was, like, very apparent, like, that's very different for me, so I was like, you know, like, you didn't...
Crazy seeing some blue up on that chore chart. Yeah,
I know, because we have a chore chart, and, like...
You guys know about the chore chart.
I will be honest that my name is up there the least, but I wanted to, you know, pull my weight this one day, and Catherine didn't say anything about it, but the next day I'm on the phone with my mom, and she's like, and Catherine was, like, you know, she was really impressed and, like, happy that you did that.
Okay.
I was like, she didn't say anything to me.
I wouldn't say really impressed, but I was on the phone with mom because I had to have her, like, pack an order for me. And I was instructing her. And I was on FaceTime. And I, like, walk up the stairs and I see that the apartment was clean. And I was like... Because our roommate wasn't home. And so the only option would have been Caroline. And that is, like, astonishing around here. So I was like, oh, she cleaned.
I did. Well, she said you were super happy about it.
So high of the week... is the 24 hours. Is that your high of the week, too?
Yeah, I mean, sure. The whole week's been really fun, though. I would say, like, we had friends over, and we had a homemade pizza night.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a good night, for one. We did a little, like, I mean, just to keep it relevant to the Valentine's Day special, like, we did some, like, group hinge swiping.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. That was so
it's
funny.
It's just funny to, like, look at someone's profile and, like, watch, like, what somebody else's opinions are and, like, what they swipe on and don't and, like, see what else is
It was,
there.
Like, a... Because we had a girl's phone
and then we had a boy's phone, so we got kind of, like, both views, which you don't usually have, so that was super silly. That was a fun night.
I'd say it was silly.
And then following up this past Friday night, which is, like, the past 24 hours. Go ahead. Take it from here.
Take it away. Well, Thursday, too, because our friend... who won?
Oh my god, we've had such a good week.
Guys, let me just like tell you about my life.
Like, the trajectory like of this podcast.
A year ago today, I was like I hate everything. Someone texted me from Singapore. It was like a year ago today we were doing this. And I was like, I was so unwell the entire time that so many episodes I would... One of them we were planning it and I was like sobbing. And I was like... as we were planning it. And it was just so, like, what a turn of events that we're here right now.
Well,
and now
funny,
we're,
like,
high of the week.
When we talk all to you guys every single week, it's, like, you see so many different, like, phases and moments of our lives. Like, you catch us at different points all the time. And there's definitely been so many phases where, like, we're all, like, upset or sad or, like, I don't know. It's just, like, not as fun. And so it's fun that now we can come on and be, like, oh, like... You know, we didn't really change. We've always done the same thing, but, like, you know, life feels like it's turned to, like, a pretty good point right now. Mm-hmm. Not that it was ever, like,
not to say
bad,
that I did, like, have, like, an absolute shit day this week.
Right. But it's, like,
that's
like
okay because, like, overall we're good. Yeah.
And so it kind of shows that when we catch
up
every week.
So, Thursday, one of our best friends ever, like, from birth.
From babyhood.
I was going to say babyhood, but I thought it was a little, like, is that a real
babyhood,
term?
Babyhood, childhood. However, like, there were gaps in that friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Then we were
but
gone.
We're, like, but closer, like, you know, in the last 5 years, I'd say.
He is
having a concert in Boston, so he was here. He had a day before his show that he was just free, so we got to hang out, catch up, go to dinner, and then Friday night...
Go to dinner.
We ate dinner,
I'd
say.
We wanted to go out to dinner. And this friend of ours, like, you know, We love him.
We love him, but he frequently runs late.
So when Catherine and I wanted to go to the North End in Boston, go out to a nice dinner, we end up getting sweet green and eating it on the couch. We still had a great time, but we didn't go for dinner.
It didn't change anything to me. I just wanted to, like, show him more of Boston because we haven't. Anytime it's been, like, 3 hours that we've overlapped in Boston together. Or it was, like, freshman year of high school. We took a Boston
trip.
And we didn't know Boston at that point. Yeah. So then Friday, we actually got to go to his concert. He was opening for a band that we didn't know, nor were we there for.
Tantrums, which, like, okay, what's the song?
You are out of my league.
Yeah.
So
that's all.
But we were going to, like, leave and go see him after he played his set. So we were like, excuse me, can we just go to the front? So we, like, worked our way to the front. We're like, don't worry, we're leaving. Like, you can have your spot.
We just want to see the opener. And everyone's like, there's an opener. And we're like, yeah, but he's really good.
And then after, they were like, oh my God, we loved him.
Yeah.
So Carol and I are front row, like, scream singing to the songs. It was so fun. We're giggling, we're laughing.
He's seeing us, you know, we're smiling. Mm. His sound, like, we knew his sound guy too. It was almost like a private party, really, even though there was a crowd. No, because
we met his sound guy. They came over the night before, so we were like, anytime they would do something, we'd be like, yeah, Sammy, yeah, Will. It was so fun. And obviously, like, people were annoyed at us in the crowd, but I was like, I don't really care.
No, I truly, like, Catherine and I had the time of our
lives. And I think they did too on stage.
We just didn't care. It was absolutely, like, no shits given. Like, we were just up there front row, like, so proud of our friend, like, being able to support, just, like, singing. And we had so much fun.
He was like, like, thank you guys for singing so loudly, because anytime I needed a break, I knew you guys would just take on over. We're, like, happy to be of service.
And then
we got to hang out with him after the show and, like, go backstage for a second, and then unfortunately we had to, like, part ways.
Unfortunately, we had a second plan of the evening.
Yeah. I know.
Whoa.
I know. Turn of events. But it's okay because we're seeing him in, like, a week, which is our plans for 2 weeks, is we're taking a little LA trip, which I'm so excited for.
But anyways, that was so fun because, like, we got to just hang out a little bit backstage and, like, catch up after. It was just such a proud moment to, like, you know, when you're like, I don't know, if you have, like, a long-term, like, friend kind of thing, and you, like, watch people grow. Like, we went to his first concert a year ago, and so to watch that, like, it was, I don't know, I was just so proud.
So proud.
It was so sweet.
So proud.
Anyways.
So then we had a Valentine's Day situation. Our friend was throwing a Valentine's Day party, and she really showed up and showed out with it. Like, she made a whole game, and it was, like, a board game on the wall.
She decorated the house, had a drink station, chocolate-covered strawberries.
It was so fun. So we ended up going with friends, and it was, like, a whole group. We didn't know many of the other people. We only knew kind of, like, the five core people that we were going with. But then, obviously, we mingled. We were social. We met everyone. It was so fun. And then,
there's a roof.
Oh, yeah. She has the best view of Boston from her roof. As we're there, we all go to the same gym, the, like, main friends that we know. So we're there. It's, like, 3 a.m. when we're going home. Like,
12 o'clock?
10 a.m. gym tomorrow, and then someone else comes in and they're like, can we push it to 11 maybe? It's like, can we push it to 12? And so we decided on 12 o'clock gym. We're ready to go, done. We go home. 12 o'clock rolls around, we're all at the gym. And it was the best day ever. It was so sunny. I'd gone for a walk before because it was, like, gorgeous out. And so I just ended up at the gym, no clothes. Like, I wore gym clothes on purpose on my walk so that I could just, like, meander into the gym and have at it. So everyone's working out, everyone's having the time of their lives. We end up outside, there's, like, a little turf area in the gym, and it was sunny, gorgeous, so nice. We're all just laying on the ground, just, like, sunbathing.
It was playtime, really.
And then it turned into playtime, and there's, like, a jungle gym. Oh my God, it was
normally, I'm not for social time at the gym. If I'm, like, working out, I want to be in my zone, I want to do my thing.
Of course, I want to say hi to the people I know, but I don't like a tandem workout session.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I just want to do my thing.
But this was playtime. It wasn't really.
But once we got to playtime, it was like we were all having pull-up competitions. I can't do a pull-up at the moment, and that was really upsetting because I used to be able to. So that's now, I guess, I have a new goal.
No, because I used to be able to do way more chin-ups than I can now, and it's just I had a phase where I was not practicing at all, and I've started practicing a bit more recently, so. You'll get them back so fast. It's just you don't do them often.
I know, but
so
I was like, no, everyone was like taking turns doing their pull-ups, and I was like, in my head, I'm like, shit, I know, like, I used to be, guys, I could do 7 at one point.
7 pull-ups?
No.
Pull-ups?
I could do, like, 3 pull-ups.
Okay.
And then 7 chin-ups. Yeah, and now I could do 0 pull-ups, and I think I did 1.25.
Maybe, like, 2 or 3.
I wasn't watching myself. I got three pull-ups in my head.
That was pretty solid.
Like, I bodied the monkey bars, though.
No, I was going to say that. You killed the monkey bars.
I know.
Swinging back and forth.
I zipped up and down them with those monkey bars. Yeah. Anyway. So that's, like, something. So it's playtime, and all of a sudden, it turns into brunch. We go to brunch. It was so silly. Then we go to a walk.
The brunch was silly. There were some bits.
There were some bits at brunch. Yeah.
You know when you're just, like, you're just doing some bits with your friends. It's just silly.
My favorite part was one time we were like telling a story about someone, and like half the people knew the story, like were embedded in the story, and half of them had no idea who this person was, what was going on. So we're telling the story, no names obviously.
We're using no names. We're like this guy, this girl.
Like this guy, blah blah blah. It goes on for like 10 minutes. We're really good at the no name game right now.
And all of a sudden
our friend goes, and I sat him down and I was like, name. Blah, blah, blah. And we're all like, oh, we were doing so well up until this point. We were doing so well.
Because we were trying to get, like, an outsider's opinion on this story without, like, or on this situation without kind of, like, exposing who these people were. Because, you know, you don't want to expose people for their actions.
The other people didn't even know this kid. So it was totally these people. So it was totally fine. It was just, like, funny to us.
We were just doing this whole bit where we were like, we have this guy. And we know this girl, and like, here's the whole situation. And we were like getting opinions, and then our friend just totally slipped up.
Just
and spilled
like
the names.
Full name.
Just full name.
It was so funny.
Full name
right then and there.
It was so funny.
And then it turned into a whole walk. So now it's like 7 p.m.
I know.
When I get home.
I know.
And I want to preface that I put laundry in at 10 in the morning.
I know, and it's still
and
wet.
And now it's
in
like 7 and it's wet in the washer. And all I can think about the whole day is I'm so sorry if anyone wants to use it. Like, I didn't even. Because our building shares laundry.
There's only a few people though, so you
it's
might
like
have
no lucky. One no one had to use it, so yeah. It was totally fine. But I was concerned all day. And here we are. And then our roommate came home. We hadn't seen her. Like this whole 24 hours she was at work. So like she was asleep.
Well,
and
then
she was
we went for a sunset walk down to the water, walked back, and now
we're patiently waiting for her to come home. She comes home. I made dinner, chicken, rice, broccoli. It was perfect. It was perfect. And we just sat there and, like, debriefed. It was the best debrief.
The roommate debrief is, like, truly a spiritual experience. Like, there's nothing better than a roommate debrief after, like, a night out or a 24 hours apart.
A 24 hours apart.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, like, you know, to have 24 hours where we went to our friend's concert. We went to a Valentine's Day party. We did, like, a group hang at the gym. We went to a sunset walk. Like, it was just, like, a really happy 24 hours, really.
That's more social activity than in a weekend than I had cumulatively all of the, like, last year.
Right.
I swear to God.
But at the same time, this Thursday, we're going to Sean Kingston. And, like, who would have thought?
Oh, my God. I was roped into that, I'd say.
I texted and got them like 2 weeks ago because I'm with a couple of friends and they're like, oh, we're going to Sean
Kingston. I was home
it's
in
so
bed
random.
Asleep. And she goes, can you buy tickets for this right now? And so I just...
But how fun is that?
I did.
Like, you're way too beautiful, girl. Like,
and so now we're
singing
going...
Singing that shit. Like, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it'll be something
I just
for
hope
sure.
He does a lot of covers, you know? Like, the popular ones and then covers because otherwise, like, I can't say I know Sean Kingston's
study up,
discography,
I'd say.
But...
Study up. Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
I will.
So,
oh, and coming up, today is Sunday. It's actually Super Bowl Sunday. I'm so excited for Rihanna.
And Catherine's been like talking about Rihanna all week, and I
didn't Are you not excited?
I'm super excited, but I didn't really connect the dots at the beginning of the week. She was like, "What's your favorite Rihanna song?" Like, people at work are asking for like my favorite Rihanna song, and I can't choose.
Well, I couldn't choose. I was like, "Oh, easy." And then as I started thinking, it was just a list of like 15.
No, I feel like Rihanna is not someone where like, oh, like I love Rihanna. And then I start thinking and she's a lot of great songs.
Like you,
and then you realize that you do love Rihanna. But I was so confused because then Catherine was like, oh, I want to like ask everyone what their favorite Rihanna song is. And I was like, it just seemed so random to me. I don't know that I had heard that she was playing the Super Bowl yet or that I had like connected those dots. Like, I just thought out of
nowhere. It's been the talk of the town for weeks. I just thought
that out of nowhere you were, like, talking about Rihanna. Anyways.
I mean, I would.
That's this afternoon, and that's going to be exciting, too.
So true. We're going to our friend's mom's house, and so we're going to bring... It's like an everyone bring something situation, and of course, with the dietary restrictions in this household...
The gluten-free.
The gluten-free, the dairy-free, we're going to bring veggies, dips, and we have 17,000 boxes of gluten-free crackers in our pantry.
I got a gifting from Simple Mills crackers. I wasn't expecting it. They're so good. I like get this giant package. I open it up and it's truly like just at least 10 boxes of like various crackers. So we have so many crackers now. So we can contribute. We can contribute.
So that'll be that.
Oh.
Now that we've taken up your time talking.
Yeah, but that was such a fun recap. And it was so relevant, you know, Valentine's Day party, Valentine's Day special, you know.
Right. Galentine's Day. Maybe we'll have a Galentine's Day.
That's probably what we'll end up doing on Tuesday, because no one's going to have a real date.
No.
Please.
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 Please. Low. Do you have a low? Mine's going to be about sleep, so sorry.
Of course it is.
Not about lack of sleep. I just, for the whole week, every hour on the hour, I wake up.
Yeah, that's me.
And it's like 3 a.m. and I'm up and ready to go, and I'm so irritated about it. That has been
me, also.
Which that has caused me to, I'm like awake at 3 a.m. So then I'm like, go back to sleep. So then at like 5 a.m. I finally fall asleep. And so then I have to skip my morning gym because I'm
right.
getting the sleep that I need. And so then I've had to go.
That's really strange because I feel like the exact same thing happened to me this week. I would wake up at like 3 a.m., be up for a couple hours, then pass back out. So then there was no way I was going to the gym in the morning.
Yeah.
So that would also be my low. And then my goal would be to go to the gym in the morning and also to just like continue to have a fun week because we have some fun plans this week as well.
I also, part of my low is that if I didn't go in the morning a few days, I had things
after work,
and I couldn't go at all, and then I was irritated.
And then
so
I feel
on
so bleh.
Thursday, I was there for so long.
It was like your
partially
one time
it wasn't my
week.
It wasn't my fault. Partially, I was like to our friend that was visiting, I was gonna sign him in as a guest to our gym, and I said I'm gonna go at 3. I'm there at 3. All of a sudden, 4 comes around. He's like, I'm on my way. Is that okay? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'm still here. Don't worry.
4:40. So you do your whole workout.
I do my whole workout. It's 4:45. You have to be
there while he does his
whole
workout.
4:45. I'm still there. But I was eating it up. And then he does his whole workout. I'm still working out. I had the time of my life.
Again, like we did mention, like time is no concept.
to him. Like, we have been over that, but it's fine.
I don't mind. It's like, fine. I needed the time in the gym. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, when we had our whole playtime session, I was also in the gym for, like, an extreme amount of time. Oh, do you have a goal? Do you have a goal, real quick?
I said morning gym and to just, like, have fun because we have a lot of fun plans this week, too. Have some fun.
Oh, my God. We have so many fun plans.
I know. Oh, I'm just so excited. This feels like a really good, like, moment in life right now. It just does.
It does. Who knew?
It just, like, who knew
if you told me in February in Boston February. Would be the time of my life.
The time wrong. Of your life.
Wrong.
I would say there's no way. But here we are, having a good time.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. So, love languages. If you were to ask me to give you a Valentine's Day special and talk about relationship advice, relationship history, like, I would have nothing to give you. However, I can talk about the concept, because that's what I'm good at. You give me a topic, I can give you my opinions. Do I have experiences to reference? Like, not much, to be honest, but we're going to talk about love languages and just see where it goes, because I think it's a very interesting concept. The fact that, like, people give and receive love in different ways.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Is that the difference, even from your own personal perspective, the difference between giving and receiving is so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my...
Wait, you think, like, the way you give and receive is different from each other? Like, I don't know if that's true. I think yours is
I actually similar. Don't think that's true.
No. But I just mean from person to person, it can be so different. So sometimes may like a person so much and, like, but that's just, like, not compatible in that sense. Like, what you're used to, like, giving or the way of showing love is, like, not the way that they receive it. So there can be, like, a total miscommunication there based on, like, absolutely nothing other than you're just, like, wired to, like, give and receive affection, validation, love, whatever it is, differently.
Mm-hmm. We, with our friends, like, a few months ago maybe, sat down. Somehow it came up, like, love languages. Yeah, I take the quiz. Like, it goes silent in the room. We're all taking this quiz. And then happens is we go in a circle and read out our love languages. And I linked the quiz. It's like
it's just like 5lovelanguages.com, but it's not that long of a quiz. We'll put the link in the description so you can,
if,
like,
you want to do your
you
own.
Can do it while we're talking. You can pause the episode and do it and come back, and we can all, like, you know, talk about it together.
Oh, you can definitely do it while you're talking.
But yeah, you can definitely do it because, you know, if you start it right now, I'm sure before we even get into ours, like, we're going to talk for long enough for you to just kind of do the quiz and then be right there with us.
The quiz is literally 5, like, the number 5.
lovelanguages.com. And you click start here.
You click
and then
start
what happens
here.
Is you say...
And then I'm doing it right now. It's Wilbur.
Oh, there's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Oh, wait. I don't think...
Have they added more options?
Oh, no. Then you just click skip for now.
Oh, okay.
That's like learning... That's like education
content.
I see. Anyway, take a quiz, give you some questions. You hit, like, your most...
You know, it'll give you a bunch of
You know what?
Options.
You just let them you tell you what do to it. Do. You let them tell you how to do
but
it.
But it, like, gives you a bunch of options. It'll give you, like, 2 scenarios, and it's like, which one do you value more?
Okay, so love languages. I do think it's interesting, and I think it's so, so important to understand your own and other people's, because if you don't know what someone else values or appreciates or deems a good example of someone's, like, love and appreciation for you and how they show it, how they tap into that for you, then you could be missing opportunities to, like, build connections and understand people and, like, really foster relationships. So I think number one, it's most important to understand your own.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, because you don't want to, if you don't understand your own, if you're not solid in your own love languages and the ways that you give and you receive love, then when trying to form relationships with new people, you don't know what to look for, or you're not confident in that, or it just won't be as secure or as solid or as individual. Mm-hmm. I feel like part of losing your individuality within a relationship could come from not understanding how you give and how you receive love. So I think that's why it's so important to understand that for yourself first before you go out and try to understand how other people show their affection. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't know what you need to receive, then how are you ever supposed to receive anything.
It's also good to know what your own top ones are, but then also what you may not vibe with.
Is this about me?
No.
One of my things is 0%, guys.
I wasn't really just there, but... I think it's good to know.
Spoiler alert, one of the things is 0%, yeah, straight, because it gives you the percentage breakdown, yeah, of all five. One of mine is a zero, but I have a solid explanation, okay, for it, yeah, because we'll
it's not like zero.
It's just zero. In the grand scheme of the five of them, I really don't care about that one compared to the, yeah, other options. Oh, and the options are
quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, giving and receiving gifts, acts of service.
Yeah.
Wow. I had those all.
That's neither
of our
orders, by
the
way. That's neither of our orders.
But anyways, that might be my order. Who really knows? Anyways, I think it's also good to know the ways that you don't typically perceive that, because it can also show you ways that you might be missing how somebody else is trying to give it. You know, like if you're, yeah, somebody who, you know, acts of service is low for you, and like this may be me. Like acts of service, like, you know, like doing things for other people, like taking daily tasks off their plate, like the way that, like, you know, I'm not as great at like consistently cleaning the apartment, but like, and Catherine really is, like, that's a way that she really shows that she, right, like, you know, cares and wants to create a good environment for us and stuff. So like, knowing that that is something that is more important to her makes me understand that, like, oh, even if we may not meet like in this other way, like her doing that like is like her way of expressing that, kind of, you know, like that's something that,
and I'm
like, is
so
more
glad you can
her.
See that and appreciate that, and that is why you don't clean, actually, is what I'm seeing now. That's how you that's how you are showing your appreciation,
right,
is by giving me messes to clean
that
up.
Opportunity.
That is so
I
kind.
Give you the opportunity
that is so kind of you
to do that, because I know that it's important for you.
How thoughtful,
you know, but like it can also help you understand, like, oh, maybe this is not like a typical way that I give love or like feel it, receive, but if I notice that somebody else is doing that, then I actually maybe they do care, like even if our style like doesn't match in the way, like if I'm a big words of affirmation person and someone's not saying all the time like, oh my god, you're so incredible, I love you so much, but they're doing all these things that actually show that, I'm just not used to perceiving it that way, then you can like kind of be more watchful. So it doesn't mean that if your styles don't line up, like, there can be no relationship there. It just means, like, being aware that people communicate things in different ways, and that sometimes it's not the person doesn't care, you guys don't click at all. It's just you're, like, you have to shift your communication style a little bit and, like, recognize that people do things differently.
I do think it's so interesting that we're obviously, we're twins. We grew up in the same household, same parents. Like, we've had a very, very... almost exact
it's crazy.
Upbringing, it's crazy. Life path experience. Like, we now go to the same school, same major, like, we work very, very similar jobs, yeah, like, we have the podcast together.
And it's, like,
and
out
it's
of
still
no...
very different,
yeah,
our breakdown of it.
I would say it's, like, the way that our lives have been on the same trajectory is kind of funny, because it's not, like, every step of the way we've made the same choice, like, to do things together. It's just we've individually made a lot, right, of the same choices, because we just are similar people, we have similar interests, it's always worked that way. But sometimes it's really funny how many little details of our lives, like, just have lined up, yeah, and like been the same, or the same timelines, or the same things.
Wait, this is not related at all, but the other day I was like, two people that we know that are twins, I like saw a post from one of them, and I was like, oh, like, started thinking, I was like, wonder how she's doing, like, at school, and I was like, oh, she goes to this school, and I'm like, oh my god, her twin goes to the same school too, and I was like, that's so funny, like, twins going to the same school together, and I was like, oh,
that's me,
and I was like, huh, that's so interesting that they, like, went, just, and I, like, I thought about it differently than I am experiencing it, because when I experience it, I'm like, I don't think anything of it, I'm just like, we're two people that go to the same school, and we happen to be related.
We also happen to have the same family.
Right.
And have
that's
done
how I think about
everything
it.
Together since
but
birth.
But now I'm starting to realize, like, oh my god, people are like, sometimes when people call us the twins, I'm like, who? Yeah, and then, yeah, I realize that it's me.
I know.
And, like,
I
am a twin.
It's a
and
wild
that,
concept.
Yeah. And that, yeah. Silly. But I just think it's really interesting that there's such a big part of it that is hardwired into you. Obviously, a lot of it comes from your personal experiences and what you were shown growing up was affection.
Right.
And what opportunities you had or were given to show your own affection would obviously shape a lot of how you now give and receive
love. That actually, like, made me really curious. In terms of gift giving, because obviously, like, thinking, not like you were saying, not all of the love languages are like as accessible to different people, mm-hmm. but that made me think in terms of gift giving, do you think that that would become more important to somebody who like comes from a lot of like opportunity in a wealthy family, and they're just kind of like getting gifts all the time, and that feels like that's a way their family showing love? Or do you think it would be more like somebody who doesn't have that opportunity, but like their mom would always make their birthday really special or something like that?
I think both could be so yeah. valid.
So it's like, yeah. yes, your upbringing and your history and your situations make up so much of it. But at the same time, I think there's ways to play like with everything. Like,
yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We've had the same upbringing. So
yeah.
obviously there are some things that we value because we grew up being shown that that was what appreciation mm-hmm. was, and that's how you show it. But our breakdowns are pretty different, and I think that's so interesting, because if you go back, like, it's all things that people could have called, like, you guys listening definitely could have called these things, and like everyone, all of our friends that were there could yeah. have called them, and our parents could have been like, oh yeah, you were two, and we could have called those things
yeah.
or those discrepancies. So it's interesting to see how much is like hardwired a part of you and how much you were mm-hmm. taught.
So now that you guys have probably had enough time to do the quiz yourself, let's talk through what our answers were. Got them. Okay.
Can we, I need to like, some of them I would like to explain.
Oh no. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
My number one, at 32%, because it'll, like, give you a split of your 100% and how it breaks down. 32% quality time.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Does that require an explanation?
It's just me. I feel like we can talk it through after, you know? But for now, no. Seems to make sense for me, I would say. Quality time. Very close behind, 29% words of affirmation. Because, like, if you're not, like, I'm going to get in my head. Like, if you're not telling me, then I'm going to be like, oh, I'm just going to assume the worst. I'm one that, like, assumes, I might, like, assume from other people that they don't care. Unless they say it.
Yeah, which you've definitely said that on here before.
Which is very different than, like, how I am about myself, you know? Like, it doesn't have anything to do with, like, me and myself, because I'm very, like, confident in myself. But I feel like words of affirmation make sense for me.
Wait, can we just clarify? Is this quiz only for receiving?
It doesn't really say. I think it's...
I think it's for receiving. I think it's for receiving.
It might be mostly receiving, but I would say it's, like, a little bit both. But... yeah, I guess I would look at it in the way of receiving. So, 32% quality time, close behind, 29% words of affirmation. And then close behind that again, 26% physical touch. I mean, that one makes sense for me because I honestly thought that physical touch might be, like, before I took the quiz, I thought it was going to be top two, not
she's a hugger.
Number three. Like, I'm definitely a hugger. But then it made sense to me because I feel like physical touch is not as important if it's not part of a bigger sense of quality time or connection or something like that.
That makes sense.
And then my last two, both at 6%, so technically tied, but number 4, acts of service. And then number 5, receiving gifts. So those were kind of at the bottom. It was funny because the top 3 for mine were all very strong and close together. And then these two were like a little bit present, but much lower. Like definitely things that I appreciate, but not things that are maybe as important or validating to me as the others.
So yeah, what about you?
Mine, okay, my top at 37% was quality time.
Okay.
It just makes sense to
it
me.
It does.
23% is my number 2, words of affirmation. Again, like, I, as much as quality time and, like, actions are so important to me, I'm not going to believe it until right. until it is set in stone.
Right. Actions, you know what I mean? Louder than words, but like,
like I could speculate, but I need words. Like I need you just, I need you just lay it out for me.
Right.
Then 23% acts of service. I think acts of service is my top for giving. And it like always has been.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about this like at within our family. I won't just hug my parents because I want to. Like, that's not a thought in my brain because that's not how we'll get to the physical touch aspect, but that's not how I see like appreciation or
showing
appreciation. Yeah. But Caroline will do that. The yeah. flip side is that if my parents need like an errand ran for them or need like a grocery shop or the dog needs to be dropped off somewhere or like some, I,
you're,
they
like,
need to do
the,
something.
Like roof of the Jeep with dad and you'll help
yeah.
him put the boat in. And
yeah.
Stuff
like I,
yeah.
I like do the things, acts of service. Like mm-hmm. I will, that's what I equate cleaning to here. Cause we don't, it's like a small apartment. We don't have like tasks. I will like do yard work with my dad.
Yeah.
And that to me is like acts of service. Or when he was living out of the country, I would like take over the tasks that he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I don't want to do yard work.
Yeah.
But he appreciates that and it needs to be done, so then I would help do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That to me is like huge. So I want to see that given back. I think I care about it less in the receiving sense as I do. It's definitely my top for giving, but I obviously don't want someone to be like complacent in a relationship of any kind.
Yeah.
That's just, no one wants that ever. And then my second to last 17% is gift giving. And it's not because I like a physical, like, don't, we don't do Christmas gifts in our house.
We do.
Well, we
but
do,
not
but like,
in the
I, area. I would deliberately ask, I don't want any Christmas gifts. Like, I don't want a tangible, I don't want
well,
random
you don't want
tangible
something
things.
Just to have
yeah.
it. You want something that is, like, meaningful, like, thinking of a
yeah.
person and doing that for them.
Right. Or on my birthday, like, I don't really want a gift. I would much rather like a nice dinner and spending time with someone
quality
or like
time.
An activity, you know what I mean? So that's the quality time. In my mind, and as I was answering these questions, for me, gift giving is like acts of service because it's not, oh, here's this like diamond bracelet I just got you. Like if someone, like obviously,
obviously
everyone is like, I probably, if someone tried to give me a diamond bracelet, I probably wouldn't accept it.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'd be like, that's too much. Like,
well, like,
that's
it depends
not
on the scope of the relationship.
But if someone tried to give me a, like, nice, tangible gift, I wouldn't equate that gift to their appreciation. Because in my mind, that's just not, they're not connected. Obviously, I'm going to appreciate, like, the bracelet for being the bracelet, but I'm not going to appreciate the bracelet because I'm appreciating their appreciation for me. You know what I mean? Like, those
whoa.
Connect to me. But in my mind, like, an act of service is a gift to someone else. Like, that's how I interpret it, both giving and receiving that. So I think that's why it's higher up. I don't necessarily care about the tangible, mm-hmm. like, materialistic sides, but I care about the acts of service and, like, thought behind a gift.
Yeah.
In my mind, a gift would be like, oh, here's, this is, I know Anna, our roommate, likes
flowers.
Yeah, our whole household likes flowers, or I know our roommate likes, like, Trader Joe's peanut butter cups. So if she's having an absolute shit day, the other day, like, got
mm-hmm.
flowers and peanut butter cups. Like, that to me is a gift, but it's an act of service. So I think those go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And then coming in at dead last.
Dead last.
Which, this, I think everyone was, because we went around the room when we did this. We read ours out loud, just like we're doing right now. And we got to this point. And it was an interesting reaction for everyone. Because physical touch for me is 0%.
Zero.
And I just feel the need to explain that because it's not like...
We knew it would be last.
We knew it would be last. We knew it would be low. That's like a... It's like a thing. But...
Zero was extreme.
Zero was a lot. And like, it was concerning. It's definitely interesting. It but I wouldn't say it's concerning. It's just... Not. It's not... And it's not like, oh my God, I have the biggest, deepest aversion to it. I just don't equate appreciation to physical touch.
Yeah.
Like... If someone, I don't know, if you, like, say hi or bye to someone, you give them a hug, right? Yeah. It's, that to me doesn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. I just, like, don't equate that. There are so many other things that rank higher to me that I think that's the reason why I pushed it down. It's not necessarily, like, no physical touch. It's just that I could care less about physical touch. You know what I mean?
And it makes sense.
In the grand scope of
it. With the way that you take the quiz, it gives you two scenarios and then you choose which one is more important.
So, right, like, so I'm always going to choose something over physical touch.
It's not like you were saying, like, oh, absolutely hate that. It's just that the other scenario always meant more.
So, like, 0% is extreme, but I stand by it. Because in my mind...
Other things are more
important. I think it is interesting because we went through and obviously I was explaining and, like, backing up and everyone was kind of rationalizing their answers because people had such varying answers. Someone had, like, 50% gift giving and we were all like... So everyone was kind of going around rationalizing, and I do think it was interesting to hear people's rationalizations and also understand that, like, everyone thinks that their breakdown obviously is the best because that's obviously, that's what, and for some people who maybe had opposites or had, you know, very different breakdowns, it was impossible to understand the other person's almost because with most people kind of had, like, 50-50 overlap, but then obviously some people had, like, very opposing and extremely opposing views. And so with the people with overlap, you can appreciate where they're coming from. Maybe you have, like, 20% acts of service and someone has 60% acts of service. You both have even the 20% person has a decent amount of acts of service where they can get where you're coming from with that being super high. However, if it was, like,
50-0,
it's, like, I have a hard time understanding how people equate, like, just physical touch to a love language.
Yeah.
So that's super interesting also because this is obviously a quiz. This was in, like, a group setting. But in practice, if you have a slight overlap with someone... You can meet them in the middle. You can appreciate their love languages once you understand it, like we were talking about before. Once you understand someone else's love languages and your own, then you can kind of play with that and support both of you. Mm-hmm. If they're so opposing, though, and there's no spot to meet in the middle, that's when it's just not going to work.
Yeah. And I think that explains how if somebody doesn't click with you or somebody's not into you, like, it doesn't mean that you are any less good of a person yourself. It just means that you're not compatible.
Or them. It doesn't mean that they're less of a good person or viable option in general. It just means that you guys don't work together. And that makes complete sense. And that's normal. Like, you shouldn't be working together. Like, you shouldn't be a perfect match for everyone you meet. That's maybe when you gotta step back and, like, check in with yourself. Make sure that you understand and are solid and confident with your own love languages before you then go out and, like, try and put them into practice and try and understand other people's.
Your compatibility with somebody else does not equate to your own worth as a person, you know? Like, your compatibility with, like, one single person has nothing to do with who you guys are, just everything to do with the way that you guys click or don't click or communicate and don't communicate. So we gotta just not take it that personally when it doesn't work, you know? Which I think is a really interesting concept because you know how someone... Like, if two people break up and then someone with someone new and they're like, oh, like, what? Like, I'm so much better than that. Like, you know, like, people always look at people as in, like, it's a ranking of person to person. Like, oh, why is he with her? I was so much better. But, like, it really has a lot less to do with each person on paper and a lot more about the actual connection that the two people have. So it's really not a competition of person to person. It is just what's clicking and, like, what relationship actually works.
So, kind of on the same note, We wanted to hear your guys' opinions on love languages. I put up the quiz, so if you did take it before recording this episode and shared your answers, like, that was super interesting, mm-hmm. again, to see how there's such a variation in how people give and receive love. And I think that's so needed and perfect, because that just, it adds spice, it adds interest, it adds, like, just differences within the world and people, like, yeah. That's what we live for.
Also, like, I eat up any sort of, like, I eat up any sort of personality quiz or understanding yourself or understanding people in any way. I just think it's so interesting how, like, there's so many ways. Like a BuzzFeed quiz I would eat up in middle school. Like, it's just so interesting how there's so many ways for each person to be different, I guess. So with that, let's get in to the double take.
Now, these questions are... The topic or the guideline was not only just the five love languages, but also Valentine's Day related in general. So, I feel like I've protected my peace too much and now can't imagine a relationship. That's valid, I'd say. That's, like, necessary, maybe, in your process of, I don't know where you started, but if people started, like, I know you know the people who, since middle school, have never not, like, had...
A relationship
going on, which is crazy in my mind, because then you don't get the chance to, like, learn about yourself without someone.
Yeah.
Because there's always someone there.
Yeah.
And if there's not, if you're, like, going through a breakup with someone, then you're looking for the next person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, there's so many different aspects of it. You don't know who you are. You don't know how to be yourself. Like, you don't know.
Or you only know that as it relates to.
You only know yourself relating, like, to other people. Yeah. You don't know yourself, like, relating to yourself in your own zone. I talked about that maybe, like, a few months ago on the podcast, where I think healing or growing or any of that happens with you alone. And then it's put into practice with other people, because it's never solidified. You can get so far, you can get 90% of the way on your own, as you should, but it's not completely solidified until it's put in practice, because you can be yourself around yourself.
Yeah.
And around other people, you have two options. You can either be less of yourself, or you can be so deeply yourself.
That's hard.
And that's so hard, but... Once you get solid with yourself alone, once you do that 90%, you can get to the point where you are then more saturated version of who you are when you're with other people. And I think that's a really cool place to be, but it does take time, and it does take the protecting your peace a little too much, maybe.
Yeah.
Because when you're in that space, and again, I don't know where you started in this process, but you protect your peace is the, like, viral phrase, I guess, that's going on relating to this kind of idea of spending more time with yourself, knowing yourself, growing, blah, 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 blah. You have to go through that phase to get so solid with it that you almost get sick of it when you're done, when you're ready to leave that phase. And again, it's the same thing of, like, when you're in a funk, let the funk happen, and then you'll be ready. Yeah. You'll be sick of being in the funk. You're just gonna go. The same thing with this. You're gonna get sick of being on your own, being alone, happy alone, might I add. But
just, like, ready for that.
You're gonna be ready for, like, the next step to be more social, to be around other people, to invite new relationships in. That's just gonna happen naturally. And part of that process is protecting your peace a little too much, that
too close to the
you
sun.
May not be able to imagine that right now, but with time, surely you will.
Mm-hmm. I think you're in a much better starting point coming from, I've been super independent, protecting my peace, I don't know how to invite a relationship, then from somebody who has always been in a relationship, then trying to navigate, like, how to be alone and by myself. Like, I think you are in a much, much better starting point.
Because when
you can continue to protect your peace, like, with other people, it doesn't mean not protecting your peace. Like, that just means that you're so self-aware that you're not gonna let anybody else disturb your peace. You're only gonna
that's
be
a good
with
thing.
People.
And this step is just part of the process.
Who bring it. Make it better.
Because think about it, people, I like the point you said about people who have been in a relationship their entire lives or forever, coming out and trying to learn who they are on their own.
That's so scary
and that's hard. When you are solid with yourself and it's kind of the opposite, going from
the first option is people going from deeply embedded in relationships to almost a negative point, then going to being just yourself. The version that you're talking about is being so solid in yourself and then bringing that into other relationships. That is a very powerful position to be in because you are so confident, you're so good with mm-hmm. yourself that you can then apply that to new relationships, existing relationships, growing relationships, social, like the outside world. Mm-hmm. But it does take going through kind of the whole process to get there, and that's okay. Someone's Valentine's Day plans are sitting in their room listening to Girls with Goals. And to be honest,
probably.
I love it. What is your opinion on Valentine's Day as a holiday? Do we like it or is it cheesy?
I like it. I feel like we're having fun with it this year, the way that we kind of had like a friend party. We'll probably do a Galentine's thing. It's never been something I've like celebrated in a relationship, so I don't know how I feel about it in that sense. But
I feel like I wouldn't be into it necessarily in a relationship. One of our, two of our really close friends who are together, I was talking to them yesterday. I was like, are you, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? They're like, oh, we're celebrating on Wednesday, not Tuesday, like the 15th, not the 14th. They're like, it's just so expensive. And
that's valid.
And you can't get a booking anywhere.
Yeah.
So like, we're just going to do something nice on the 15th instead. Oh, and I was like, nice. I kind of love that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like that reads into like the being solid in the relationship and not doing it for show. At the same time, I think it's fun to have like little extra. No, like holidays are fun because are they necessary? No. No holiday is like inherently the best thing ever, but like we amp it up, we make it, we create stories, we create traditions, we make them events, and that's what's so fun about it.
Oh, that's so valid. I like that actually.
Thanks. Just cooked it up. So personally, I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't think it's cheesy. I think it can be cheesy if you're in a cheesy relationship, but if you are in a cheesy relationship, then like eat it up. Yeah. Do your thing. Perfect. How do you know you found the one? Does it look like I found the one? Like, I'm 20 years old. No, I don't know how to answer that one. I'm so sorry. But I feel like you would probably know. I'm going to let you figure that one out. I don't think I can help. Something that I think this whole household will really enjoy. This is the last double take question.
Oh, God. What
is how that? Do you deal with being chronically single? First off, I love it. It's so fun. There's so much time for activities.
There's so much time for activities.
I do think about this. If I was to be in a relationship, like, that would take so much of my time. I just don't want that right now.
No.
I'm just not into it right now.
No. Sometimes being 20 and being chronically single, like, you can feel like you're falling behind, but then I actually think about it, and I'm like, honestly, no, because the life that I have built for myself by having more time with myself and not spending time chasing other people or wasting time on relationships that aren't actually right has given me so much time to build a relationship with myself and a life for myself that I'm so happy with, so that now when somebody actually does come, they're just gonna come into my already good life and make it better.
See, I love being chronically single because I'm 20 years old, like I'm a baby. I have so much time to give to other people later in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I want to give that to myself, I want to give it to my friends, I want to give it to the people and relationships that I value in life. I don't want to have that be 100% consumed. And I know that like balance in romantic relationships, but I just don't have or want to have the time, space, energy for a romantic relationship, because I want to have that time, space, and energy for hobbies, friends, varying relationships, rather than just like one kind of overarching thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a huge generalization, but I'm 20 years old. Like, there's time for long-term, like, serious romantic relationships mm-hmm. later. This is now not the time for that in my life currently. Do your thing. I'm gonna do mine.
Slay. And with that, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I personally had a lot of fun recording it. A Valentine's Day special.
Valentine's Day special.
Next week, we'll have a guest for you, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys enjoy your week. We love you so much. Thank you for being here. Go follow the podcast at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram or TikTok. Follow our personals at Caroline Kinnean.
Anna and Catherine Kinneen. And those will all be linked below, as well as the link for merch, which I've been wearing this whole episode, if you've been watching. And surely I will be wearing it in every single episode to come, because I do wear it every day. It's and just yeah. good. It's just good.
And we will see you guys next Monday.
Bye. Bye.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.